Welcome to Wolfden's Saturday Set, where we are back on the tools for another week. Group 1 racing continues this spring odyssey. It keeps rolling on. It's been brilliant. I'm joined by my co-host, Cheech and Chong. What's happening, boys?
Cheechy.
G'day, Richie. Good to be back.
Yep. So there's a startling omission. The King Zone, he is not in the hot seat. He is over in Dallas. He's in Mike Tyson's corner for the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. But we've brought in another great fighter. Dream Team, welcome back, mate. You were great last time we had you in.
Yeah, I had some luck on this show, so hopefully I can continue to roll.
Very good. And there was a few comments last time we had, this is the dynamic duo, that were a bit laid back, a bit cruisy. Are we going to bring the energy today?
All right, let's fire up and back losers. What would they prefer?
Hey, no, we want winners. All that matters, you can be as relaxed as you want. All the good folk out there want is winners.
Fair enough.
He's so hard to beat the King Zone.
Yes, he is. He's got a lot of energy.
He's got a lot
Maybe
of
not
energy.
As many.
He would love to be here because the results have picked up for K-Zone, haven't they?
He had a good weekend.
He would love to be here.
Yeah, no, he's rocketed back into profit, so he'd be happy about that. Let's get into it. We've got a brilliant meeting at Crawford. I'm going to talk about four feature races. That's four, not five, four. And we're going to start in a race book order. We're going to start with race four. We've got a couple races for the three-year-olds. And this first race is for all three-year-olds. And we've got the Golden Slipper runner-up, Coleman, as favourite. Let's put the odds screen up there and have a bit of a chat about it. The Blue Sapphire.
Yeah, well, me and Fizzer both looked at each other this morning. And we were like, how is Coleman 270? So we're against Coleman. Mm-hmm. Look, obviously has class form, but sort of I think this prep, he doesn't look to want the 1400 this start. I know he did run a good race at 1400 last prep, but yeah, at that price, I'm going to be going around him. And look, the four, Cattagio, is that how we decided to pronounce that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it'll lead and it'll be in the race for a long time. But I ended up siding with number five, Manos, and it is an official tip.
Exciting. Straight into official Saturday setter.
I mean, I'm looking at those last two starts in Sydney's Barry Trials. I mean, had pretty good runs, but yeah, I don't think third up prime to four. It looks like a horse that'll excel at 1400, whereas Coleman, you know, if you back Coleman, you sort of hope it sort of falls in sort of the scenario. So at 650, I'm Manos, and it's an official tip for me.
Fantastic. Fizz, what do you got to say, mate?
Yeah, I was with Matty. Coleman didn't really excite me the way it's been running this time in. Obviously, its ratings will come out better coming out of the straight race with all the freaks in it. But I'm like Matt, I thought Manos was the horse to beat, and I thought Cattagio, if that's how you pronounce it, was the other horse that was going to prove very hard to beat. It'll jump in the front and be very hard to run down. I think last year this meeting that was very leaderish. So rails out 6 metres, Cattagio gets everything in its favour, and Manos coming down from Sydney, I think is a very, very good chance to win the race. Nothing wrong with Coleman, but 270, you can have that one.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on. We're going to go to Caulfield Race 6, the Thoroughbred Club Stakes of Australia race. It's for three-year-old fillies this time, a 1,200-metre race. I looked at this and thought, wow, leave me out of that. I'll let the boys try and sort that one out.
Yeah, similar feelings here. It's a real tough race. Rich Doddy, impressive, I think first up, wasn't it? Yeah, first up win, impressive. Just so much speed in this race. Mm-hmm. I couldn't charge into $4, but it does look to be a horse that's progressive and going well. I thought, like, I'm looking for a horse that can make some ground. She's Got Pizzazz was a really impressive winner at returning, but the ratings aren't much good. So 750, not interested, but I reckon we can get closer to sort of $8, $9, maybe 10 on the day just because its last start rating is so poor. But I'm looking for horses to run on. I haven't got an official tip. Help me out, Fitz.
I don't know if I can help you out. Like you, I put really good speed in this race. If Rich Doddy had drawn a gate, I would have probably been pretty keen here. I think they'll push outside the leader with Rich Doddy. Mm-hmm. I think it's the horse I want to be on. I'm going to have something on the weekend. To be or not to be on the seven-day backup hasn't really lived up to expectation this prep. It's sort of been thereabouts. But, again, it's drawn poorly. We'll need to work over somehow and get itself a spot. I had its second pick and I had the 11 Grinzinger pod third pick. Nothing exciting with it. Rich Doddy the bet for me, but no tip for me.
What about Anisa? She was a really exciting two-year-old.
I thought it would run a race last start at Moonee Valley, I believe, and I was just a little bit disappointed late. but I wouldn't be surprised. Sort of the distance sort of looks up its alley a little bit. Okay. So
she runs a peak rating, she'll be.
Yeah, I went looking for it off its last start. Just didn't quite attack the line, so I had to let it go.
Yeah. All right, let's move to Caulfield Race 7, the first of the group ones, the 1,000 guineas, and it's all about the J-Mac and Waller train. Can it be stopped? Aliana was very impressive at Flemington, the Carbine Club Stakes. Beat the boys as well in that start.
Yep.
Well, what do we make of this one?
I just, like, the only thing I will say out of the last start was it was that Flemington day where you could make ground sort of not too bad down the outside. So that's Flemington. We're going back to Caulfield now. Fizz is suggesting, and Smalley's given us a tip that maybe the inside can be a bit better. So at 3:40, I'll be looking to go around it. I've got an official tip here. I've got two.
Mm-hmm.
So Aliana.
I got two for you.
I got two for you. I got Aliana as my horse to bet around. So that means number four, Zoytong.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit against it last start. If you watched the Friday night live stream we did, I was sort of looking to bet against it. So I got my pants pulled down. Barrier four is lovely for this race. At $4, I'll be on it. And one of your horses, the Tiakau Colors Stage and Screen, impressive debut and just trap wide last start. I thought at $12, coming up to this distance, barrier three, looks a lovely two-horse play, both official Saturday set tips.
And they know what they're doing with the three-year-old fillies, Tiakau, don't they?
Good point, yep. Yeah.
Fizz.
Yeah, mate, I thought this race was super tough as well. Like Matt, I was happy to take on Aliano. Definitely just at the price more than anything else, and the way the track pattern might play a part in this race. Drawn wide as well is going to have to go back. Zaitung looks to get the perfect run in this race. Deserved win last start, I thought, and Jamie Carter hunt through and sit just behind the speed, I think, here. I thought there was a good roughie. Number six, Dominetta. A little bit stiff last start, was held up at a vital stage, and Waterhouse, she goes well when she goes down there, takes the horses down. It was shuffled back last start and hit the line really nicely. So anyone looking for a roughie, I thought Dominetta was the roughie in the race, but Zaitong from Dominetta for me in this race.
All right, very good. Let's move to the big one for the day, Caulfield Race 9, the Rupert Clark Stakes. We've got another Will and Jimmy Starr vying for favouritism.
Yeah.
One interesting thing about another Will is he ran the fastest last 200 on Derby Day, the whole meeting.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, well, he's a good horse, and we can't really explain what happened two starts ago. The K-zone piled in.
Yeah, didn't the stable come out and say there was something they found an issue later? They didn't say it in their
So we're referring to when Antino
blitzed everyone in the two, won by the a long way, and it franked the form by coming out and running really well in the next time. It was very easy, Antino, in the market and ran
so from
very well.
From a weights point of view, Jimmy Starr is meeting another Will a kilo and a half better. However, I don't think that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think another Will was a better run last start. And I think barrier one is always tricky. It's tricky in like a solid race like this. If the inside's good, okay, it's not a bad spot. But barrier five, barrier one, I'm very happy to stick with another Will. Again, I think $3.90 is a good price. And once again, an official Saturday set tip.
They're coming thick and fast.
They are.
Fantastic. All right, Fizz, what do you think, mate?
Yeah, I was with Matt again here. Another Will for me, especially with the price differential. I thought another Will was a better run last start, no doubt. And I think Jimmy Starr, barrier one, it just doesn't have enough gate speed to hunt up. So I don't know what happens in the run there with Jimmy Starr, but it'll need some gaps to open up at some stage, whereas I think another Will just gets the perfect run behind the speed again. And I thought this race, like Gentleman Roy gets a softer lead this time in than it has, but I didn't really love the way it hit the line last start. There's a fresh horse, Tuvalu, won fresh at Warrnambool last time in. Trialled really nicely at 20-1. I could have something on it. The other roughie I thought was in the hunt was War Machine coming out of the Golden Eagle in Sydney and didn't shirk the task. Only ran about eighth or something, but it was there until the last 100. Goes back, I think, 100 metres. So I think it'll be there when the whips are cracking. But, yeah, another Will top pick, and I'd have something on War Machine and Tuvalu as my roughies in that race and leave Jimmy Starr out.
All right, thank you very much. That gets the featured races out of the way, and we will get the boys' Saturday sets very soon. Before we do that, AI is free this weekend, as it is all across the Spring Carnival. I've been hearing from people that it's been going very well the last sort of week or so. So that is pleasing to hear. And we just talked about all the brilliant racing at Caulfield on Saturday. If you want to go, you can go for free because of our friends at the Melbourne Racing Club. And not only that, you get to see John Stevens live after last. That's right up our eyes, Ali.
K-Zone, they love that.
Oh, it's so good. I went and saw John Stevens by myself at, I think, the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. Had the best night ever because no one wanted to come with me. But he's one of the great Australian rock acts. So get along there, watch all the great racing, watch John Stevens. You can do it all for free. Go into our description, find the link, go and get some tickets for you and Fremantle. It's going to have a great time on the Melbourne Racing Club. They're very generous as always. A couple other things. We're doing a Saturday session on Saturday without the King's Zone. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have a look at those big races that we talked about. We'll also do a little bit of a spring debunk, debrief, talk about the big performance of spring. We started having a little bit of a chat about it just before, didn't we?
Rides of the year. And
ride of the year. Maybe training performance of the year.
The best one's the flop of the year.
I didn't want to put flop of the year in, but the boy said we had to. So if you want to see the flop of the year, you'll have to watch the Saturday session.
Flop of the spring.
On Saturday. And we're going to put all of those up on Twitter. So we're always about democratizing things. So we'll put them all up as polls on Twitter. And you can all have your say. This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes have you covered with all the best racing features so you can own spring racing. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. If you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share, and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code WOLFDEN24. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this spring carnival. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. With that out of the way, let's move to the official Saturday set stream team. You've already told us a lot of them.
I've told you four of them. I'll redo them. So Caulfield 4-5 Manos into Caulfield 7-4 Zaitong 7-13 Stage and Screen. The Rupert Clark 9-4 Another Will. And my little out whitey is at Sunshine Coast. It's race 8, number 10, The Drover. It's around 9.50. He's been poking around for a while, draws a soft gate, finds a weak race, and this distance he should excel. So there's 5 for ya.
Bang. Fizz.
Yeah, I also like The Drover, but I didn't put it in as official set tip, but I'm with Maddie on that one. So I'm going to go to Ascot for my first tip. Race 3, number 11. It's called Great Fortune. This horse makes its own luck in front, goes straight to the front. The favourite, Pike, is on, will get back. And I think with the way the wind might play this weekend, Ascot might play a little bit less fair than it has done of late. So I'm all over Great Fortune to run a really good race. And then I've got one other bet in Sunshine Coast Race 10, number 14. It's called She Ours. It's first up. It has had no trial. I can't find a jump out, so I'm just trusting that the stable were going to have this one ready first up. Did win first up last time in by a good margin. 1,000 metres around the sunny coast. Should put itself on speed and looks a very good bet to me at around the $8 mark.
Thank you very much, mate. Let's move to the A-team set. Here they are. There's only three of them today because you've been elevated to first grade. First up, Dan O. Briasa in Newcastle. Moving on, Smalley 23. Always tips things at a bit of a price. Well, there we go. And finishing off, Junior Matt, who is currently leading
November
leading punter of the year. We'll talk about that in a second. So there are the A-team set. Let's move on to accountability.
Whee!
Hey! Big weekend last weekend. Well done, Fizz and everyone.
King Zone.
Everyone's so happy to see that the King Zone finally back into profit.
He said he'd get there.
Yeah.
He came from an impossible position. So that.
So hopefully the King Zone can finish off. We've still got quite a few Saturday sets left this year, so there's plenty of time to turn things right around. There is the A team set.
Maddie looking to add to it.
Yep. I've had 2 weeks without a win. I'm due.
This is where you get things rocking in the right direction for your overall pot. There it is, as I mentioned.
There he is, Matt Higgins.
Junior Matt. So Junior Matt's part of our content team, and it's brilliant to see him at the top of the punter of the year at the moment. He tries very hard with his form. It's incredible. He started working with us 2 years ago. He had no idea about racing, eh?
Now he
holds conversations with us.
And actually like brings me down at times. He's very smart. He knows what he's
talking
about.
When we first started talking to him about form, he didn't sort of get into the videos and that. He just focused on real statistical stuff and look what you can do.
And at the same time, he's doing a biomedical science degree at university. Yep. He's just about finished and he's hoping that he never has to use it. He wants to have a life like us, which is probably not a good idea, but at least he's got the biomedical science degree to back him up if it all falls apart, which it very easily can. Unlike us, there's no backup plan for us, is there?
No.
There's no plan B.
No, modelling for me.
All right. Well, we're pretty close to finishing up. Couple little news topics, boys. We talked about the Iron Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Sort of capturing the imagination of the world, which is good. It'll be on Netflix, which is good. We don't have to pay the $60 to watch it, which I probably wouldn't do. But Fizz, I'll start with you, mate. Who do you want to be on, Jake Paul or Iron Mike?
I don't know enough about Jake Paul. I haven't fallen for all the YouTube stuff and seen what he's been doing. But look, I think that the Cinderella story would definitely be Mike Tyson winning at 58 years old. I think the majority of the public would prefer to see him win. I too would probably lean his way just for the fact that he's 58 years old, and if he beats him, it'd be interesting, you know.
Yeah.
What price is Jake Paul?
So it's like $1.50, $2.75. I feel like Jake at Iron Mike's firmed up quite a bit.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, has Trill Mid, has Iron Mike firmed up a bit? Do you know?
I think $4, I think, originally.
Put it this way, a 58-year-old, no chance. $1.50, I'm saying it's free money.
Really?
Yeah.
But like a boxer's a boxer. Like, you know, it's just become a boxer. I know Jake
Paul. I've seen it so many times.
Have you been watching Jake Paul? Like, yeah, I've been watching
Tyson looks amazing.
He does look amazing, but he's 58. Like, that's
it's Mike Tyson.
He's 27, the other guy, mate.
Well, I'm all in on Tyson. I'm all in on Tyson.
All right.
Cool. Oh, I know. Okay, right. Cool.
$1.50. Free money.
One more question. So Vorban sold overnight. 2 million Waterhouse Australian Bloodstock have paid for it. Good buy, bad buy, 2 million for Vorban.
To me, bad buy. Okay. Well, my assessment this year was he just doesn't go as well in Australia. So he's racing in Australia, right?
That's
a problem.
Yeah, Uncle Mal was saying he's got to win 12 Jericho Cups to justify that price.
Okay. So good luck to them. Like, he was a class runner, I guess, heading into the cup, but he just doesn't seem to, he loves small field racing. Mm.
But he might,
get that actually.
He might settle down in Australia too. And
just not the Melbourne Cup, 23, 4 runners is not for him maybe. But yeah, well, it's a big gamble. No thanks, but good luck.
It'd be interesting to see what sort of races they set him for. He doesn't get the longer races over here. Like, we don't have that many staying races. So interesting to see. Yeah, no buy for me, thanks. I don't have $2 million to spend on a horse anyway.
Very good. That's another Saturday set out of the way. Thank you for your support, and we will see you next week.